With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. President Trump is escalating his trade war against China, raising tariffs already in place, and adding a new 15% tariff on $300 billion worth of goods imported from China, including surfboards. KZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Inside his shop in Aptos, Tyler Hopkins uses a power planer to shape a surfboard. He owns Locust Surfboards and builds EcoBoards. They're made of recyclable foam and bio-based epoxies.
This particular board's got some teals and blues with some blasts of orange here and there.
Hopkins says his boards have to compete with cheaper foreign imports, mainly from China. So when he found out surfboards were on the latest China tariff list, he was intrigued.
You know, my first impulse was to say, okay, yeah, that I'm kind of behind that. I think that's a cool thing. But really it is, in the long run, I don't think going to have the impact that is expected.
With most surfboards that land in the U.S. coming from China, Hopkins doesn't expect manufacturers to bring their production here. Instead, they could just shift to Vietnam, Thailand, or Taiwan. Martijn Stiphout of Ventana Surfboards and Supplies also builds sustainable surfboards, all out of locally reclaimed wood. He says this tariff war should start a conversation.
Absolutely. Figure out where your board's from. Figure out the negative impact. Don't be wasteful with what you do.
He says locally made surfboards, even if they are more expensive, have a much lower impact on the environment. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.